Also wir kannten uns bei der Banken nicht so nicht. Die Banken
Choftes Kislev, Heide Chanukah, 25th of December, Rabbi Aaron Besuch, Shech Yonah.
The third day, his wife left at home and made it a house. And now, he was Yotze with that writing, as we will shortly see, because the Halacha says that if someone is away from home and someone is at home lights for him, he's Yotze that locker. What is the din the next night when he comes home? The Gabbai the Shechiyana. Does he say the Shechiyana on the second night? He doesn't say Shechiyana on the second night. Let me explain to you that the Shulchan Aruch says if a person he forgot to say Shechiyana on the first night of Chanukah, he can say the second night. And if he got the second night, he can say the third night, and so on and so forth till the eighth night of Chanukah. So how do we look over here in this case where a person he didn't say Shechiyanu on the first night, not because he forgot, because he was Yotze the mitzvah l'idei ishto. What is the din the gabbai the second night? Can he now say the Shechiyanu which he didn't say the first night, or do you say he doesn't need to say it for some reason? He is Yotze that Shechiyanu and he doesn't need to say it the second night.
Elsewhere,
he can't say any other time.
No, that evening when he's away from home.
So that's the first question I'm going to discuss. Very good. The first question we have to discuss is if a person is away from home and his wife is lighting for him, does he make Shechiyanu al Ri'iya when he sees the Neil Chanukah being lit wherever he is? Because the Gemara brings down Masech Shabbat Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara says there's two ways to be Yotze the mitzvah of Chanukah. There is either by lighting or by Re'iya. The Gemara says, if you light, then you make three brachot on the first night. Lehadlik sha'asa shechiyanu. If you just saw the Neil Chanukah, you make two brachot. You don't say lehadlik, because you're not lighting. But you say, sha'asa nisim shechiyanu. The question is, when do you make the bracha on Re'iya? Is it always, even a person who lies, does he say the bracha on Re'iya as well? So Rashi brings down on that Gemara. Rashi says, Matzati b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda Shama b'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov. He says this bracha of Re'iya is only a person who hasn't lit or is in a ship. But otherwise, if a person's lit already, he doesn't say the bracha on Re'iya. It's like a secondary bracha. It's not something lechatchil which we do. If a person is being yotze the mitzvah himself and he's lighting himself, he doesn't make bracha Re'iya. But there is a machlokin rishonim. In such a case, which we just now discussed, in the case where his wife lit for him, does he make the bracha on Re'iya or not? It's a machlok rishonim. The Ran on the Gemara over there, Masechet Shabbat, the Ran says, "Mistaber de lohus kikah bracha zu ele lemi shelo hidlik alav velo hidlikato bebeito shelo matzinu yotze bemitzvah shitchayv lachzor lebarech al Re'iya." The Ran says, "Is mistaber." If his wife lit for him at home, he doesn't make the bracha on Re'iya. He doesn't say Shasan Sim Shechiyan when he sees a Nerot. What's the reason? He said, because Lo Matzino, we didn't find that a person who's Yotze the mitzvah, that he has to now make a bracha on Re'iya. He's already been Yotze the mitzvah. His wife lit for him, he's Yotze the mitzvah. Lo Matzino, he has to make now a bracha on something else. And it's also brought down in the Smag as well, the same thing. The Smag says, if a person is in Asui, even though he's going on a journey, he doesn't make a bracha on Re'iya, kivan de ishto madleket alav, his wife lights for him, that's good enough, that suffices. And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Maran in Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Tafresh Ein Bav Siv Gimel, mi shelo hidlik, ve'enu atid le'adlik, ve'gam en madlikin alav betoch beto, kishore ne'echanu kam bevech she'asa nisim. There's three conditions in order to make the bracha on Re'iya. Mi shelo hidlik,
he hasn't lit himself. And he's not going to light tonight. That means, let's say a person for some reason he's going to light late, yeah, and he's walking home, and he sees the lights already being lit in the windows. He doesn't make bracha brikata yet. Why? Because he knows he's going to light himself. That's the second condition. Third condition, and there's no one in his house who's lighting for him. If you got all these three conditions, then he makes the brikata riyah, shasa nisim shechiyam. So this is like the pin of the Ran and the smug that we said, if someone's lighting for you in your house, you don't make the Birkat Riyah. However, the Bah brings down, there is other Rishonim who hold that you do make Birkat Riyah in this case. He brings the Rambam and the Rif seem to hold like this, and the Rosh and the Agud and the smug. A lot of Rishonim seem to hold like this opinion. That even though your wife lived for you, you can still make the bracha ri'ya. Why? The Bach says it's mistaber. He says it's mistaber. He says, "The mad madlikin alav bebeito eno bar liftor oto mechiyuv amutal mamonon lalik nirod fasem anes rabim. Aval odar anes bekash shechianu mechiyuv al gufo umizelo nifta kishmadlikim alav. Im lo shamat sham b'shata beracha v'anamen." The Bach says a very interesting thing. He says that en achanami, when your wife lights for you at home, you yotze, because the chiyuv of lighting, Nei Chanukah, is a chiyuv al beito. It's on your house. And since someone in your house is lighting, so you yotze bechiyuv. Ma she'enkin shechiyanu is not chiyuv in the house. Shechiyanu is a chiyuv al gufo. It's a mitzvah for him to make shechiyanu. So how can he be yotze shechiyanu if he didn't hear it? He has to hear it and answer amen, then he can be yotze shechiyanu. But otherwise, how can he be yotze shechiyanu? Therefore the Bach says, he's cholek on the Shulchan Aruch, and he holds, if a person, his wife lived for him at home, and now he's walking the street and he sees an El Chanukah, he makes Shechiyan, makes Shechiyan Nisim. Because those two brachot he has to make, because En Achanami is Yotze the mitzvah, but he's not Yotze the bracha. The Hoda'a is not Yotze. That he has to be Yotze only if he's there on the spot and he heard someone saying the bracha and he answered amen, then he's Yotze. So let me explain to you what's the Bach mean. What's the understanding of this Bach? In the Piskei Teshuvot, he explains very beautifully, and he says there's two sugei ha-mitzvot. There's two types of mitzvah. There's a mitzvah which is al-beto, on a person's house, and there's a mitzvah which is al-gufo, on the person himself. The mashal. A mitzvah al-beto is, for example, bdikat chametz, or mezuzah, or makeh, is a mitzvah on the bayit. Such a mitzvah can be done al-idei shaliach. You can appoint a shaliach, yeah, and you can become the mitzvah, even though you're not there at all. Yeah, you appoint a shaliach to put up a mezuzah for you in your house. Now when you go to your house, you're making the mitzvah. It's your mitzvah. You miss a mezuzah, you making. Yeah, even though you weren't there when you put it up, you didn't hear the brachot, nothing. You're making the mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah al-beto, you can be mane shaliach. Mitzvah al-gufo is different. For example, kiddush, Havdalah, Kriyat HaMegillah. It's a mitzvah gufo. Really, you got the mitzvah of making kiddush. You got the mitzvah of listening, of reading the Megillah. But you can appoint a shaliach to do it for you. But you only yotze if you stood over there next to the shaliach and you heard what he said. But if you weren't there and he read it on your behalf, you told him, listen, read the Megillah. I can't come to shul today for Purim. Read the Megillah on my behalf. Yotze, you're not yotze. Why? Because the reading of the Megillah is a mitzvah al gufo. It's not a mitzvah al mamono or mitzvah al beto. So this is what the Bach says. The lighting of the Chanukah, that is a mitzvah al beto. It's not a mitzvah al gufo. It's a mitzvah to be done in your house. It's a mitzvah like mezuzah. So as long as the Chanukah is lit in the house, someone is lighting on your behalf in your house, you yotze the mitzvah. Shechiyanu and Asha'asa Nisim is not a mitzvah on the house, it's a mitzvah al gufo. If you can only Yosef, you actually heard the word Shechianu Mekimanu, you understand, you answer that man. You're Yotzeh. Shomea Keone, you're Yotzeh the bracha. But long distance, you can't be Yotzeh. So the Bach says very good, which we understand very well what the Bach is saying. The person, he was not at home. His wife lived for him at home. So he's Yotzeh the mitzvah of the Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah. But the bracha of Sha'asar Nisim is not Yotzeh, and therefore when he sees, when he walks on the street and he sees the Ner Chanukah, he has to make his own bracha of Sha'asar Nisim Shechiyam. The Bach is Cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. Then in Halacha, the Mishnah Brura Pastins, he says, he brings down both Shittot, and he says, Eino Kedai Levarech, the Safek Brachot La'akel. It's not Kedai to make a bracha, it's Safek Brachot La'akel. We have a Machlok Rishonim. On the one hand, the Ran, the Smag, and other Rishonim, all, you cannot make the Birkat Re'iyah in such a case. On the other hand, other Rishonim, and the Bach, and other Achronim, hold, you can make the Bracha. Machloket, whether you can make a Bracha or not, we have a rule, Safek Brachot La'akel.
Is it not related to Smag? He's reached the time, hasn't he?
Yes, the time.
Perhaps you can say because he's reached the time now.
Which time?
Hanukkah.
Right.
He's alive. No, 5:24.
Oh, so you can't say Shechianu Stan. You can only say Shechianu either on the lighting.
The time of Hanukkah. He's alive.
Yeah, but you cannot make Shechianu. Shechianu, the post can bring down. It's a very important point what he's saying. But post can bring down. That the Shechianu of Chanukah and Purim is different from Shechianu for Regel, the Oraita. Sukkot, Shavuot, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you can make Shechianu on the Zman. Even if you're not making Kiddush. Laraya, Yom Kippur, we don't make Kiddush, we make Shechianu. Yeah, because Shechianu of a Yom Tzad, the Oraita, you can make Zman, Omro, Afilu, Bashuk. You can say anywhere you are. However, Hanukkah and Purim, which are regular drabanan, is not enough of a simcha to be able to make Shechianu on the day itself. That you can only make Shechianu when you're doing the mitzvah. So now we come to our question. Now before we come to the question, I want to explain the other Rishonim. The Bach is very good. The Bach says very good. He says the mitzvah, which is al beto, you yotze when your wife lights for you. The mitzvah al gufa shechianu, you're not yotze, so therefore you can make shechianu riyah. What about the ran and the smag? What do they hold? So we can clear a shayla what they hold. Is the pshat in the ran? The reason why the ran says that when your wife lit for you, you don't make shechianu when you see the Nerot Chanukah. What is the reason why he says you don't make Shechianu? Is it because he holds that in the same way as your wife is motzi you in the lighting, she's motzi you in the brachot as well? And therefore it's like you said the bracha of Shechianu. Therefore, if you said the bracha of Shechianu, you cannot obviously make Shechianu when you see the Chanukah, because you already said it. That's one way to learn. Or do we say no? Really, he also agrees with the Bach. The Ran also agrees with the Bach. He can't be on Shechianu. It doesn't work remote control. Shechianu is a mitzvah al gufo. Only he holds that Shechianu, Chazal only mitaken Shechianu when you see the Rav Chanukah if you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. But when you've already been mekayim the mitzvah, then there's no Shechianu on the Re'iyah. Re'iyah is a mitzvah only when you can't do the mitzvah yourself. In this case, have you been mekayim the mitzvah? You've been mekayim the mitzvah because your wife lived for you. Since you've already been mekayim the mitzvah, you cannot make Shechianu Re'iyah. There's nothing, the Re'iyah is no mitzvah at all. There's only a mitzvah re'iyah when you're not mekayim the ikar mitzvah of Chanukah. So ena chaname, you haven't been yotze the Shechianu, because when your wife made Shechianu, she cannot be motzi you because you were not around. But you still can't make it on the lighting. You cannot make it on the seeing of the lights of Chanukah because there's no mitzvah in the seeing of the lights of Chanukah in the case when you've already done the mitzvah. The nafka mina between these two ta'amim is whether you can make Shechianu the following night. Let's now work our way through. Can you make Shechianu the following night? According to the Bach, and those Rishonim will hold, that you make Shechianu, even your wife lit for you, you make Shechianu when you see the Nerot Chanukah. So if you didn't see the Nerot Chanukah, or you didn't make Shechianu when you saw it, according to them, of course you can make Shechianu the following night, because there was a Chiyuv of Shechianu. According to the The Rishonim hold you don't make Shechiyam Ri'ya. So now it depends on this Chakira whether you make Shechiyam the following night. If we learn, the reason why you don't make Shechiyam Ri'ya is because you've been Yotze the Shechiyam which your wife made. So if you've been Yotze Shechiyam, you make Shechiyam the second night. However, if we say that you haven't been Yotze Shechiyam and you can't make Shechiyam Ri'ya because there's no mitzvah of the Ri'ya for the second night, you can make Shechiyam because there's a mitzvah the second night. That would be the nafka minna between the two ways to understand the shit of the run. The more mistaba way, if you ask me what's more mistaba, is the second way. Because the Bas is a very good svara. How can you be Yotze Shechiyanu long distance remote controller? How does it work? So the pashas is you're not Yotze Shechiyanu. So why does the Ram say you can't make Shechiyanu al Ri'ya? Because he holds you cannot make Shechiyanu al Ri'ya. Chazal will be talking bracha al Ri'ya in a case when you haven't been mekayim the ikka mitzvah. But here you've been mekayim the ikka mitzvah. There's no Shechiyanu al Ri'ya. According to that, you can make Shechiyanu the following night. This is the opinion that Aloch Lemaaseh, the Pri Chadash, Rabbi Yosef brings many poskim. The Rabbi Yashiv also holds like this. Aloch Lemaaseh. Even though he says the Pri Chadash says. He says, "Mi shemavli lechavero." A person liking for someone, Yivarech Shechiyanu. He says Shechiyanu as well. Behu nifle bekach im omed sham. If he's standing next to him, he's yotze the Shechiyanu. Aval mi shedliku ala beveto behu bespina. Someone lit for him in his house, yeah, and he was on the boat, and he didn't light. Behu eino bebayit. He's not at home. According to all opinions, it makes Shechiyanu when he comes home the next night. Lekula alma. What does it mean, lekula alma? Not only according to the opinion that you have to make Shechiyanu the same night when you see the Hanukkah, even according to those of Rishonim who hold you don't make Shechiyanu here, the following night you do. Why? Because you haven't been Yotze Shechiyanu. The Shechiyanu which was made by your wife does not motzi you. Only you can't make Shechiyanu here, so therefore you make Shechiyanu the following night. And this is what the other Ahronim learn. They take on, this is the Ikka La'alocha. Even though we don't make Shechiyanu here on the same night, the second night you can make Shechiyanu. However, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass on that. Mishnah Berurah brings down in the etzmo lo berach klal mishum the samach al ishto shemadeke bevito. If yesterday he didn't make Shechiyanu because he relied on his wife who was lighting for him, kvima demuchach v'dibra mechabe dim ishto madeke la betoch betoch chashuv kemo shedlik beatzmo. And according to what's much from the mechabe says that in a case when your wife lights for you, you did not make the bracha and when you see the nech hanukkah, so it's muchach he holds that it's chashuv as if you lit yourself. In Babel Shein Libeto Madlik, Eino Sech Lebech Bekash Shechiyanu. They cannot make the Bracha Shechiyanu. Because the Mishnah Berurah understands, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that when your wife lights for you, she, in the same way she's mostly in the lighting, she's mostly in the Brachot as well. It's like you made the Bracha Shechiyanu. It's a great Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush, what the Magen Avraham says. Very hard to understand it. But that's what he says, and that's the Mishnah Berurah Paskos. So now I want to ask you a new shaila. A new shaila will be a nafka minna between these tamim. What would you say to the following shaila? If a person, he lit himself at home, but he forgot to make all the brachot. Something happened just before lighting, he came and he straight away lit the Ner Chanukah, forgot to make all the brachot. The zman passed, and then later on he realized, later on in the evening he became Yushab Bedato, he realized he didn't say the brachot. And now he sees people lighting up in the windows. Can he make the bracha on the Ri'iyah? Shastani Sim Shechiyanu.
Or his own light.
Or his own lights, yeah. And Achanam, or his own lights as well. Yeah? Can he make Shastani Sim Shechiyanu? What would you say?
Is this the first night?
Let's say the
first night.
Correct. So can he make the brachot? So obviously lehadlik he can't make, because he's not lighting. Yeah? Lehadlik can only make either before you light, or there's many who hold, you can make it while you're lighting, even the Nerot of a Hiddur, you can still say Lahavdil. Because it's not considered yet at the end of the mitzvah. In the same way, if a person forgot to say Al Netilas Lulav before shaking the Lulav, he can make it after shaking the Lulav, as long as he's still still Osig B'mitzvah. Even though it's only mitzvah of the Hiddur. But after he's finished lighting all the lights, he can't say Lahavdik anymore. So Peshitta, he can't say the Bracha of Lahavdik. But here we're talking about, can he say Shasa Nisim Shechiyan? What would you say? You say yes. What would you say?
Huh?
I'm not talking about, he's got no fruit. He's only got the lights. Huh? What would you say? Can he say Shechiyanu? Or he can't say Shechiyanu? Huh? Ah. So be toil on this Shaila. Be toil on our Shaila. According to the Bach, who says Shechiyanu, Rishonim hold like the Bach, who says Shechiyanu is a mitzvah al gufo. He hasn't said Shechiyanu. He hasn't done the mitzvah Shechiyanu. He hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah Shechiyanu. So of course he can say the bracha on Riyah. Just like the Bach holds that the first night he can say the bracha on the Riyah. Lo gara miroe. But according to the Rishonim who hold that the first night you cannot make the bracha on Riyah if your wife is not to you. Why not? Why can't you say the bracha on Riyah? You haven't heard the Shechiyanu. Because they say that once you've done the mitzvah, there's no shekhi, you can't say the bracha on Riyah. Bracha on Riyah was only mitukan in a case when you haven't done the mitzvah yourself. But when you've already been yotzei the mitzvah yourself, you can't say, there's no bracha on Riyah. So in such a case where you've already been yotzei the mitzvah, because obviously if a person lit without the brachot, he's done the mitzvah. Because the brachot ever me'akvot. The mitzvah Chanukah is done. He can't go back on that. He's yotzei the mitzvah even without saying the brachot. So the mitzvah is done. So if that's the case, he cannot make the bracha on Riyah. He's toiled the shayla. So what do you say, lahalocha? Lahalocha we pass like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if a person, when can you make bracha on Riyah? Only three conditions. If you haven't lit, you're not going to light, and your wife's not lighting for you. But if someone's lit for you, and you've done the mitzvah, you cannot make bracha on Riyah. So in this case, where you've done the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha on Riyah. Correct? You must him? Let's now read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings Mishem Reb Kveiga in Od Dalet. He said like this. The Od Katav, Im Niskal Achash Shedlik Kulam. The person remembered after lit all the lights. Eino Lebarich Berkat Lehadlik. Cannot say the Bracha Lehadlik. But Berkat She'asa Nisim Mechem Berkat She'chiyanu Yesho Lebarich. But he can't say the Bracha She'asa Nisim She'chiyanu. And Shah Tzion, he says, the reason is, the Lord Gara Miroi Nechanukah, the Mechshteh Brachot Elu. It's not worse than a person seeing their Hanukkah. In the same way, as we said, if a person seeing the lights of Hanukkah can make these two brachot. So if a person lit without the brachot, and now he's seeing his own lights, Lord Gara, is it worse, a person seeing his own lights and seeing someone else's lights, is the same. As the Mishnah Berurah says, B'Shem Rukveh, he can make the brachot. But, according to what we're saying, this Mishnah Berurah is a big tzarech yun. Yeah, as we explain, the bracha of Re'iyah is only in a case when a person is not yotzei the mitzvah at all. Must have just come to the end of the time. But in a case over here where he's been yotzei the mitzvah, he comes to Shechiyanu. So this is my tzarech iyun on the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Kveiga in this point. How can you make the bracha when you see in a Chanukah if you've already been yotzei the mitzvah? Just end off with some words of Drush. Mentioned yesterday in Shul. Normally, the Derech Klal, Chanukah, always falls with Parshat Miketz. Shabbos Chanukah is always Parshat Miketz. So there must be some connection between the Parsha, Parshat Miketz, and Chanukah. What is the connection? So I thought to say the following Rayon. There's only two sedras in the whole of the Cham Shechum Shetoyra where there's no Pisk in the middle of the Parsha. Huh? Where we read through the whole Parsha without any, there's no break, there's no Parsha, Ptucha Stuma. There's only two Sedras in the whole of Cham Shechum Shetoyra. What are the two Sedras? Parsha Vayetze and Parsha Miketz. So what is the connection? Why? Alodobahu. What's the reason? So the way I explained it is as follows. Pashas Beyetze starts off talking about Yaakov Avinu when he leaves his father's house. He's going from Yeshiva Shem Be'eva, and he's going now to Chutz La'aretz, he's going to the house of Laban. The end of Beyetze, he's coming back home. So you might think, Yaakov Avinu, how he was when he was at home, and how he was when he left home, maybe it's different. He's not the same Yaakov Avinu as he was in the Yeshiva, as he was in his house, and as he was in the Beit Laban. So the Torah tells us, by not making any parsha, not making any hefsik, that there was no hefsik in the life of Yaakov Avinu. It was the same Yaakov Avinu as he was in his house, but he shum hefsik till he came home. Yosef HaTzadik was Ziv Ikunim Shel Yaakov. He was Ben Zikunim. He was like Yaakov Avinu. He was Domelo Bekol Davar. The Torah is made on Yosef HaTzadik as well, the same thing. Parshas Mikkei starts with Yosef HaTzadik. He was in prison. He'd been in prison for 10 years. He was in a very shvacha matzav. And the end of the parsha is Yosef HaTzadik B'gdula. Everyone is at his feet. He's Mishnah LeMelech. U'bil'ado re'yarim ish yado b'taglo b'chol eretz mitzvayim. His brothers have bowed down to him, not only the 10 brothers, but Binyamin also came down, they're all flat on their face. He's come to the pinnacle of his godhood. So you might think, Yosef HaTzadik, when he's in prison, Yosef HaTzadik, when he's Mishnah LeMelech, is different. So the Torah writes, Li Hefsik, the whole Pashim Mikkeis, as he was when he was in prison, the same Yosef HaTzadik, he never changed. That's the parsha. That's what Mikkei is teaching us. Mikkei is teaching us a person has to remain the same humble person as he was when he's a nobody to when he's a lalik b'ra. Now let's look at the Hashmonoi. Hashmonoi with Chassid Elyon. The Ramban calls them Chassid Elyon. Imei Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmonoi Ivanov. Hashmonoi Ivanov. The Ramban says in Parsha Vayechi, Lulei the family of Hashmonoi, there would not be any Torah of Mitzvah Yisrael. They were the ones with Moshe Nefesh. They did everything. The whole Nes of Chanukah and the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah. But what happened afterwards? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, if someone comes along and says he's Mibes Hashmonoi, he's alive. Because no one remained. There's no one, not one person remained from the whole Zerah Hashmonoi, and only their Avodim. If he says he comes from Moshe Chanukah, he's an Eved. Why? The Ramban wants to say because they took the Malchut. The Torah says, "Lo yasu shevet miyuda," and they took the malchut after when they won the wars and so on and so forth. They started becoming melochim, and malchus beis chashmonoi. It lasted till the churban beis hamikdash, but that was it. It's gone. Chashmonoi is gone. How can it be a tochim davar kaza? The way I understand it is, this is what happened when the gedula came to them. On the one hand, they were chassid elyon. When the Gedula came to him, they had the power, and they had the Memshala, and they had the Sarara, it went to the head. Things started going the other way around. Some of them became Tzadokim, and so on and so forth. So therefore, that's why Lo Nisham Hem Zecher. And that's what's connection with Parshas Mikkei, that Yosef HaTzadik, the Torah wants to contrast the Hashmonoim on one hand with Yosef HaTzadik. Chanukah and Yosef HaTzadik, we have to remember the lesson of Yosef HaTzadik, to remember that we shouldn't change. That in Shiloshim.